often the view from the public is that football players are lazy guys that don't try hard in school. Since we are in the middle of one of the best football seasons in Oregon State history, our group, including Haley Reif, Julie Jones, Jamie Dodderman, Tyler Klumpke, and myself, Emily Oldfield, wanted to research what the stereotypes of Oregon State football players were back in the day, how they are viewed today, and how a particular football player feels about said stereotypes.
Going through the archives, we found a picture from the first football game in 1939. Their uniforms being handmade with special nicknames for each player on the back. Though the picture was in black and white, you could tell our orange and black pride was shining through. In this podcast, our team decided to focus on the stereotypes of the Oregon State football team, both past and present. We also decided to focus on the fact that this current 2012 season has been something of a shocker. Our team has broken the top 10 ranking for the BCS, made history by a 6-0 winning streak for the first time since 1907, and gave our Oregon State spirit and pride a little boost. Many of you have seen the football players walking around with the special backpacks, decked out in the Nike gear, and huge muscles. But how well do you really know the football players at Oregon State? To get a better look at the stereotypes of the past football team, I interviewed my dad, Richard Oldfield, a student athlete during the late 1970s. From the view of a previous athlete, we were able to decipher that the general opinion of football players were that they were nice guys, but dull, not considered smart, and not hardworking. He mentioned that these were just misconceptions about their intelligence and work ethic, but it sparked our interest. We questioned if he believed these stereotypes were true or not, and he replied that mostly the players on the team were just genuinely nice guys. Although football players were competing for the limelight against the basketball team, being they were one of the best in the nation at the time, football players were still seen as the big men on campus. As a student, my dad viewed the football players differently because he was a fellow student athlete. He affirmed our assumptions that the football players had crazy, time-consuming schedules that were a huge premium for their life. He understood the commitment and respected those football players rather than conforming to the general opinions of his fellow peers.
After going to the archive, we saw a multitude of old brochures and playbooks, players' cards, and photographs, but we needed to do some thorough investigating through the students in order to find a true stereotype for the Oregon State team. In order to do this, Tyler interviewed students around campus.
Can I say exactly how I feel?
Yeah.
Is it going to be anonymous?
Yeah.
Well, everyone's going to know by my voice.
No.
It's really good class.
Oh, they're kind of douchey. All
right.
They think they're really, really cool because they play football and they don't have to go to class.
Right.
Ever. And they wear the same backpacks around.
Yeah.
They seem very forward at parties and they do wear their backpacks at unnecessary times.
They're really cocky. They get special treatment from the teachers, which is not fair. They get to turn in assignments later.
Oh, football players think they're hot shit.
They suck. They're cocky douchebags on campus, but yeah, there's not really any benefits to having them on campus other than they play for us.
Although most of this is negative vibe from the collective student population, Tyler was able to find positives from the students as well.
So what are your thoughts on the Oregon State football players?
The Oregon State football players are kids just like us. I personally like live by some in the dorms my freshman year, and like if you get to know them, then they're really nice.
So Oregon State football players, they do a decent job of talking to people, and I mean, I've met a few of them that are pretty friendly.
So last year, my freshman year, I was coming out of the women's building and going out towards the quad, and James Rogers, like all of a sudden I saw kind of like my life flash before my eyes because James Rogers almost ran me over with his bike, and he was like super nice to me because I like dropped my books and he kept saying he's sorry and stuff.
I think that they are promising young men with bright futures.
After interviewing students, we figured it was only fair to get a first-hand perspective from a current football player and student, Malcolm Agnew. The person interviewing him is a friend of Malcolm, Jamie Dodderman.
Malcolm, tell me about yourself.
Well, first off, it's very nice to be on with you right now. I appreciate you interviewing me of all people. But yeah, my name is Malcolm Agnew. I'm a sophomore here. Like I said, I'm on the football team. I play running back.
We first asked Malcolm what his thoughts were on the stereotypes of athletes being womanizers or players.
How do you feel about being a part of the team when so frequently players are stereotyped as womanizers? Does that bother you in any way?
It actually does bother me because a lot of people on the team are not womanizers. Like, you know, I'm not saying like everyone isn't, but low-key majority of the team, people have girlfriends. Like, people don't realize that. Like, they have girlfriends. Like, they respect their women, and they only have one woman, not multiple. So, I mean, I really don't, like, appreciate that term. And, you know, in the past, it's really, like, you know, screwed me over sometimes just because people have randomly, you know, stereotyped me of being a womanizer.
When you're not that way in any way. Yeah.
After hearing the student's point of view, we also wanted to view the argument from the other side by asking him how he felt about the negative stereotypes. He addressed the negative stereotypes that the students seemed to catch on to, but he also addressed his point of view and how most of his teammates, including himself, respect their girlfriends rather than the latter. Along with the curiosities about football players being womanizers, we wanted to know how Malcolm felt about having special treatment in the classroom and from faculty members.
Special backpacks.
special treatment, it depends on what you say about that. I mean, I feel like with the students, sometimes you get treated different. Like, you get treated like you're higher just because, you know, you play a sport. Which, you know, isn't fair to every other student because, you know, they're normal people. We're all normal people. Just because we play a sport doesn't make us any better than anyone else. You don't get any special benefits as far as, like, you know, teachers giving you better grades or, you know, getting special deals anywhere else.
Our final question was, is it weird to be recognized as a student athlete at Oregon State by campus life?
You know, It is. I mean, you know, I can't say people don't like it. You know, it's kind of cool to, you know, people notice you. But, I mean, just me, I'm more of a modest, you know, humble person. So I just, you know, try not to acknowledge it that much. I'm just like, you know, how you doing? Like, you know, right. Try to treat them like, you know, a normal person like I am. Because we're the same. We're on the same level. Just because I play a sport and people may know me more than you doesn't make me any better.
Right.
Winning seasons come and go, but stereotypes always remain the same. However, players like Malcolm Agnew prove that these stereotypes do not apply to everyone. He is an example of football players not being womanizers and ultimately a normal student. This podcast has proven that they are just average people, yearning for an accelerated education as well as the rest of us. This has given us the opportunity to see a snapshot of the real life of an average Oregon State football player, giving us a better perspective into who they are and what they represent, breaking the label that students have associated with for a long period of time. The experience we have gone through has hopefully shaped a new view of football student athletes for student population and faculty life. During this journey, we have discussed and examined multiple views on this topic. We've seen the firsthand look at a football player's current point of view, the past view of student athletes, and the student population's feelings. We hope that this changes the listener's view on football players. We'd like to take a moment to thank the Oregon State Archival Research Center, all of the students that participated in our questionnaire, my dad, Mr. Oldfield, and finally our running back, Mr. Agnew.